Please pray with me. Lord God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations, may the thoughts of all of our hearts and all of our minds be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right. Did you guys catch a familiar phrase in that reading from 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. Paul calls himself, did you guys hear it? A master builder. I don't know about you guys, but the moment I heard the words master builder, the first thing I thought of was what? Lego movie. Raise your hand if you've seen the Lego movie. All right, I figured we'd have a good crowd who'd seen it today. The Lego movie is about what? It's obvious. Legos, right? It takes place in a Lego world. And our main character is who? Who's this guy on the screen? Emmett! Emmett is your everyday average Joe Lego construction worker. He lives life according to the instructions. I knew we'd know this movie good. So, reading if you've ever bought Legos, right? Legos come with instructions. So if you have a set for an airplane, the instructions will tell you where to put those pieces to build your airplane. If you have a set for a car, then those instructions will tell you where to put the pieces to build that car. And Emmett, he lives life according to the instructions, which means each piece belongs in its proper set in its proper place, right? So if you have a piece for building that plane, where does it belong? It belongs in the plane in its proper place according to the instructions. If you have a piece for a car, where does it belong? In the car in its proper place according to the instructions. Pieces shouldn't be mixed up or put in the wrong place. You also learn as you watch the movie that the Lego world is divided into realms, right? So you have the city realm, that's where it's where Emmett lives. And this is where like all the Lego buildings and skyscrapers and cars are. You have like a cowboy western realm and a realm that's like with dragons and knights. You have all these different realms and there are walls between the realms. Because should you mix pieces and sets from different realms? No. The rule is that pieces from different sets and different realms should remain separated. Now, Emmett lives according to the instructions, but then he meets who? The master, what? Builders. And the master builders, they see past the instructions, right? They take pieces from every set in every realm, and they put them together to create these masterpieces. In the eyes of a master builder, pieces from every set in every realm come together, right, to create this new Lego world that sees past the differences and brings all Legos together as one. Keep that in mind now as we look at 1 Corinthians in our reading, where Paul says, by the grace of God, I am a what? Master builder. He's writing to the Christians in Corinth, and as we already said, they have a problem. They have a problem because they can't see past the instructions. They have all these differences, and because of these differences, they are refusing to live together as one. Some of the Christians in Corinth, they're Roman. Some are Greek. Some are Jewish, and some are Persian. They're from like every nation. And if you know anything about the history of the world, people from these nations have not always gotten along, and now they're members of the same church. And their differences are causing some conflict. Some of the Christians in Corinth are wealthy. Some are poor. Some are of royal blood. Some are businessmen. Some are workers. Some are slaves and servants. And if you know anything about the history of the world, do these people always get along? No, and now they're members of the same church, and their differences are causing conflict. And so the Christians in Corinth are wanting to pick sides. When it comes to life in the church, they're fine welcoming those who are like them, but they want to leave out those who are different. They want to have the different pieces from the different sets and different realms remain separate. And so Paul writes to them and he says, no. He says, you might have your differences, but I'm writing to say that you are all part of one building set. And what was that building, did we say earlier? The temple, God's church, where God lives with his people, dwells with his people. And how did you become a part of the church? Through faith in Jesus, right? Faith in Jesus Christ. Through that faith, you are now part of the church. And as part of the church, God is now taking pieces from every set, every realm, bringing them together as a master builder to create his masterpiece, the church. Now tell me, who belongs in the church?
Us.
Us, good, good. Another answer? Everyone, all peoples. You guys know the song, Jesus Loves the Little Children? Uh-huh, let's sing it if you know it, right? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world.
Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight.
Jesus loves the little children of the world. So, God loves who? All people, everyone. We know John 3:16. We've grown up hearing these words as kids, right? For God so loved the world, loved everyone, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. Raise your hand if you've heard those words. Raise your hand if you believe in those words. All right, now we put our hands down because here's the thing. Do we always put those words into practice? Do we love everyone? And I think if we're honest with ourselves, we have to admit, right, that too often, like the Corinthians, we don't love everyone. We're good loving those who are like us, but it's a little harder to love those who are different. And if we have to love people from a different set or a different realm, we'd rather do so at arm's length, right? And those differences, it's not just like color of skin and nationality, although that's part of it, but do we have people who are different from ourselves in our own community? Yeah. In our own church? Yeah, different personalities, different backgrounds, different everything. And those differences can get in the way. So I have some examples of how we kind of fail to love. And these are kind of extremes. I'll warn you ahead of time. But I think they make the point I want to make. So back in November, right? What happened in November? They had an election thing, yeah. And so we had the election, and it was making the news. People saying, I can't go to home for Christmas anymore. Because my mom will be there. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't have a mom anymore because she voted for, and you get the idea, right? Divided politically. Or the homeless. I'm supposed to love the homeless. How can I love them? I'm kind of scared of them. They look different. Maybe they smell funny. And I don't really know if I can love them the way I'm supposed to. Or we mentioned earlier, Muslims, right? In my backyard, they might be a terrorist. They might try to hurt me. Who do we turn those who are different from us if we don't want to love them? We turn them into a what? What was that E word that we've talked about? An enemy. Someone who can be feared. Someone who might try to hurt me. Because if they're an enemy, do I need to love them anymore? According to the world? We'll get to Jesus in a minute. No, right? Because no one loves an enemy. But then Jesus comes and he says the words of our gospel reading today. He messes all that up for us. He says, you've heard that was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. In other words, get what? Revenge when someone tries to hurt you. But I say, when someone wants to hurt you, don't resist them. Let them hurt you even more. They want to hit your right cheek, give them the left. They want to take your coat, give them your shirt. They want you to walk a mile, give them an extra mile. Do not hate your enemies. Instead, love them. And pray for them. Jesus, he does this a lot. We get things arranged in a way that works for us and what we want it to say and be, and he tears that apart. And he says, you are not allowed to hate anyone, because if you hate anyone, even your enemy, you are no different from the rest of the world. And as my people, you are called to be different. You're called to be like who? Like God. So remember our Old Testament reading where God said, I chose you as my people to be like me. So when the world sees you, they'll see who? They'll see me. Yeah, they'll see God. They'll see Jesus. When I say me, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about God. Yeah. And so he says, be, what was the H word? Holy as I am holy. Be like me. So when you're reaping your harvest, leave some food behind for the poor. Why? Because I love the poor. I want you to love the poor. I'm your God. I want you to be like me. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't hurt others. Why? Because I love all people. I want what's best for all people. Now I want you to love all people. Want what is best for all people. I'm your God. I want you to be like me. Be just. Don't gossip and hurt someone's reputation. Don't drag someone off to court and do them harm. Why? Because I want to see everyone remain whole and unharmed. Now I want you to have that same desire to see everyone remain whole and unharmed. I'm your God. I want you to be like me. Jesus says, don't hate. Don't seek revenge. Don't hold a grudge. Instead, love. Why? Because I love. And now I want you to love. I'm your God. I want you to be like me. You are called to be like who? God. What did Jesus say at the end of the gospel reading? It's a tall order, really. It says, be, what was the P word? Did you remember it? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And that means loving everyone, including our who?
Enemies.
Our enemies. Back to the Lego movie, there's a song. Everything is awesome, right? I won't sing the whole song because that would get stuck in your head forever. But God, today He wants us to know that everyone is awesome. God loves everyone, all people. He wants us to love everyone, all people. Let's go back to John 3:16. For God so loved the, what was it again? World. He loved everyone. They gave His one and only Son. Who's His Son? Who are we talking about? Jesus. Now, Jesus is the one who just taught us in the gospel reading about loving our enemies, right? When someone wants to hit you on the cheek, what are you to do? Give them your other cheek. Wants your coat, give them your shirt. Wants you to walk a mile, give them an extra mile. That's what Jesus says about loving our enemies. Who's Jesus' enemies? We said this already, God's enemies. We are, right? Because of our sin, we're God's enemies. And how did Jesus love us? He loved us till it hurt. So when the Roman soldier slapped Jesus on the cheek, not only does he turn the other cheek, but he turns his back. And he lets the soldiers whip him, right? And bloody him with those whips. And when they take his coat, he also gives up his shirt. He gives everything. He's stripped naked. And when Jesus is forced to walk that mile carrying his cross, He goes the extra mile, being nailed to the cross and left to die. Jesus, He doesn't seek revenge over His enemies. He doesn't hate His enemies. Instead, He loves you. He gives His life for you. He sheds His blood for you so that you might be forgiven and become new. And today, you are made new. You are part of the church. You are God's people. So you have forgiveness. You have eternal life. And you became a child of God through what is this word again? Through faith. Where did you receive faith? The Holy Spirit gave it to you. And how did He work? Through what? Through the hearing of God's Word. How did you hear God's Word? Anybody? Someone had to tell it to you, right? Share it with you. Maybe it's several people throughout your life teaching you God's Word, telling you God's Word, sharing God's Word with you. And now, through God's Word, you receive faith. Through faith, you are now in the church. You are united with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Pieces from every set and every realm made as one church. But are there pieces out there who belong in the church that aren't there yet? The answer is yes. God wants all people, loves all people. And how are they going to become part of the church? Through faith. And how are they going to receive faith? Through the hearing of God's Word. And how are they going to hear the Word? When you share it with them. And how will they hear God's Word if we keep the pieces from the sets and the realms separate, right? And we remain isolated. Today you are called to be like God. God wants you to see that everyone is awesome, right? To love all people. And so you are called to look past the differences and your fears and your prejudices and to love all people. Even sometimes loving them to the point that it hurts. That's right. So that they might hear God's Word and receive faith, become part of the church and be one with you in Christ. Amen.